Chapter 10. Slagar turns to the group at the cars. They have been watching him, banging fruitlessly upon the main gate.
They'll never hear you, Chief,
Warclaw ventured.
We'll have to think of some other way to distract them.
Slagar's paw was numb from hitting the woodwork.
We? You mean me, don't you? Here, Skinpaw, sing that song. Halftail, get that little drum from the cart and beat it. Scringe, there's a flute in the cart. See if you can get a tune out of it.
Skimpaw was the only one of the slavers who had actually been in a travelling show. Filling his lungs, he began singing the song of strolling performers in a cracked voice.
La 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 la, we travel from afar. Derry down till over vale and hill, we camp beneath the stars. La 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 la, good fortune to you, sir. The strolling players bring to you magic from everywhere.
Skinpaw shrugged at Slagar.
Chief, that's all I know. I've forgotten the rest.
The sly one swirled his cloak impatiently.
Then sing it over and over again. You two, try to pick up the tune on the flute and drum. The rest of you, tumble about in the road and join Skinpaw on the la-la-la bits.
Slagar kept his eye against a joint that was slightly open in the solid gate timbers. The entire troop went through the routine several times. Slagar waved his paw encouragingly at them.
Keep it up! Louder! Louder! I can see they've heard us. They're coming across the grounds. Keep it up! Keep going!
The hooded fox leapt aboard the cart. Crouching, he covered himself with a pile of old coloured wagon sheeting. There was a scraping of drawbars and bolts, and the door opened partially as Matthias came out onto the path, followed by Constance the Badger and Ambrose Spike. They stood a while, watching the performers. Then Matthias called out.
Hey there, what can we do for you?
Send them on their way, scruffy bunch of ragbags.
Ambrose Spike snorted.
Ambrose, don't be so ill-mannered.
Constant nudged him sharply.
We can at least be civil to travellers. Leave the talking to Matthias and myself.
Slagar bounded up in a whirl of coloured cloth. Leaping over the edge of the cart, he landed on the path, twirling his cape this way and that.
Happy Midsummer Eve to you, my lords,
he said, doing his level best to keep his grating voice light and cheerful.
You see before you a band of strolling entertainers, foolish fellows and peace-loving buffoons. We travel the roads merely to bring you songs, stories, tumbling and leaping, comical antics to amuse you and your families. Where do we come from? No creature knows, except I, Stella Lunaris, master of the moon and stars.
The fox whirled round and round, showing the lining of his cape, the silk shimmering and twinkling in the hot summer twilight on the dusty roadway. Constance relaxed slightly. Only a band of travelling players. Her keen old eyes checked the ditch that ran west of the path for signs of others hidden there. It was clear. Before he could be stopped, Ambrose Spike called out.
And what will it cost us, this magical entertainment?
Slagar stopped the cloak revolving and spread his paws.
A crust from your grand table? Maybe a drink of cool water? And the safety of your abbey walls, so that my friends and I can sleep without fear through the night? Oh, do not worry, good creatures. We will sleep upon the grass out here, if you fear us.
Matthias, the warrior of Redwall, stepped forward, rubbing his paw across the red pommel stone of the wondrous sword he carried, sheathed at his side.
We fear no creature. Redwall buried its foes many seasons back. Stay here a moment. I would talk with my friends.
The trio drew back into the gateway, where groups of curious revellers had left the table and were peering round the gates.
Well, what do you think, warrior?
Constance asked in a low voice.
They look harmless enough to me, even though they are led by a fox.
Matthias pursed his lips.
The rest are weasels, stoats and ferrets. Nothing that we can't cope with. They'd be outnumbered at least 15-1 inside Redwall. And they don't seem to have any hidden army waiting to spring out in ambush on us. I think they look ragged, but harmless enough.
Behind them, the young ones were eagerly craning their necks, calling out excitedly.
Hooray! Clowns and tumblers!
Oh, can we see them, Constance?
Look, there's a magic one! Oh, see his cloak!
Fitch was leading the youngest in a chant.
We want to see!
We want the show!
Basil Staghare pushed his way through to Matthias. He was chuckling indulgently and waving his ears for silence.
Steady on, chaps! Ha, ha! A jolly old concert party, what? Don't be an old stick in the mud, Constance. Let the blighters in, as long as they don't pull rabbits out of hats.
Constance shook her big striped head from side to side, doubtfully. The chanting broke out even louder. Finally, she winked at Matthias and nodded to the hooded fox.
Oh, all right. Come on, then. You youngsters, move aside and let me open the gates. Otherwise these tumblers won't be able to get in.
The young ones gave a great cheer. Slagar was impressed with the long tunnel of arched sandstone. It denoted the massive thickness of the abbey walls. The travelling troupe looked around at the great abbey of Redwall, standing in its own grounds. The magnificent alfresco feast, lit by the flames from the baking pit. This was a place of riches and plenty. They were pattered down by abbey dwellers searching for arms. Slagar shook his head sadly.
Alas, these are untrusting times we live in.
Abbot Mordalfus bowed courteously.
Merely a precaution, friend. The feast is far from over yet. Kindly come and sit with us at table. There is plenty for all.